This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. David Brancaccio has done a bunch of reporting on the Marketplace Morning Report about whether robots are or are not taking our jobs. You can listen for yourself. You should, by the way, to that show every weekday. But the World Economic Forum says, yeah, they probably are, a trend that's been accelerated by the pandemic. And business executives say the same thing in other surveys. And the deal is this: automation is disruptive in the very best of times. So what are we to do in times like these? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Robots have been taking people's jobs for a while now, for decades actually, but the pandemic is making that happen faster, according to Sadia Zahidi with the World Economic Forum.
It's sort of accelerated that process because of the forced digitization that has occurred for so much of the workforce.
Forced digitization, like the apps that restaurants had to start using to take orders, for example. But also just a mass rethinking of how business should get done. 67% of executives in a McKinsey survey say they are accelerating adoption of automation and artificial intelligence. Zahidi says a lot of employees see it coming.
Workers are realizing that they need to take, to some extent, their fate into their own hands and do much more of that online learning and training.
One of those workers is Ryan Black, an actor in New York who's in a six-month boot camp to become a software developer.
Everything needs software these days.
It is 9 hours of class a day.
It is so tough. It is melting my brain.
Which raises a point: not everyone is going to be like Ryan Black and just become a software developer. What to do about them?
There are lots of important things we should be doing. First of all, we just have to make sure that people can continue to make ends meet.
Jared Bernstein is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He is, for the record, not convinced that automation is sweeping the country any faster than it has been, but he says we should be prepared for it anyway. Susan Lund is with the McKinsey Global Institute.
One way to solve the problem today is going to be to create shorter training programs that are less than, say, getting a 2-year degree or 4-year degree.
On the other hand, she says the U.S. has lagged behind other countries when it comes to helping workers adapt to an economy that's changing beneath their feet. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.